You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Because it's something wrong with our life. So that's when Jesus talked about the things that he did. It's far greater than all the doctrines can reach. So later on, when we see when Jesus actually appeared and was presented before Pilate, and they have to say that we cannot find any fault in this man. Because he did not do anything that is wrong. We know Jesus did everything right. Not only they're all good, and then even more so, that they are all filled with power. He can make the lamb to walk. He can make the blind to see. He can make the dumb to hear. And make the leper clean. So everyone who see Jesus have to admit that in him, in this man, there's power. Because he did not do anything by his own initiative. He only do things when he sees the Father did. But still, that is not the greater things that the Bible is talking about. Now, what is the greater things that Jesus is talking about? He says that Jesus will be nailed on the cross for us. That is the greater thing. That's why Jesus claimed that after the Son of Man has been raised up, then you'll know that I am Christ, I am the Son of God. When you see that I did something greater than all these, then you shall be really marveled. So what is he talking about when he said, what I did, my doing is my witnesses. What does he really mean? Not only that he has this perfect behavior of being a perfect man, and not just his great power in performing miracles,
而是在于第三, 他的生命为我们担当了罪,
but rather he himself bear all our sins and was hung on the cross. Of course, Pharisees cannot see this. Because that was not yet. So Jesus said that later on, when you see the greater things I did, and that is the thing that the Father commissioned me to do, and that will bear witness for me that I was sent by God the Father. So then Jesus talked about the witness of John the Baptist. He talked about the things that he's going to do. And then he mentioned that Father will also bear witness for myself. When he's baptized in the river of Jordan, and John saw that, the heaven just opened. There's a sound that the Father was speaking from the heaven. This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son.
所以弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣说,
so here it says that my Father bear witness for me. Because the Father did speak from heaven.
以后使徒彼得也在他的书信里面讲，我们在圣山上面曾经听见 父神对他说话的声音。
Then later on, Peter mentioned that on this Mount of Transfiguration, the Father did speak about his own beloved Son.
在变化山上面，主耶稣带了几个门徒上山。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus brought some disciples to go up.
在那里，父神有声音从天上出来。
And on the mountain, the Father speak through from heaven.
这是父神为他做的见证。
And that is the testimony that the Father bear for him.
他对这些门徒们说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
And he told all the disciples, say, this is my beloved son, you shall listen to him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里他说，你们从来没有听见他的声音，因为这些人不像门徒一样，曾经进到变化山上面去。
So Jesus said that you never heard his voice,Because most of the people there are not like those three disciples. They never heard the sound from coming from the heaven.
也不像约翰那样在约旦河里面看见听见神的声音。
And they are not John and who heard and saw all the things that happened in the river of Jordan.
但弟兄姊妹们，这一个见证，他说，因为你们没有他的道在你的心里。
But then he said the reason is because you don't have his word in you.
也许这些门徒们当初也会觉得稀奇。
So maybe all those disciples are really marveled at that time.
因为主耶稣有些时候他的行动非常奇怪。
Because sometimes Jesus was acting very peculiar.
有一次他被众人拒绝的时候。
Once he was rejected by the people.
他忽然就欢乐起来。
And all of a sudden he just rejoiced.
一面走路的时候一面欢乐起来。
And he was so rejoiced as he walked.
而且他又忽然对天上说话。
And all of a sudden he's speaking to the Father in heaven.
他说父啊我感谢你。
He said, Father, I thank you.
因为你像聪明通达人这些事你就隐藏起来。
Because you hide all these things to those people who think they're wise.
像而孩童们像婴孩你就显明出来。
But to those child and the babies, you reveal yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹那些门徒们一定会觉得非常稀奇。
So those disciples must be really marveled at his doing.
他们的父子有时候会忽然一个人欢乐说话。
Their master sometimes will all of a sudden get so happy and talk to himself.
如果你和一个人在一起走忽然他讲起话了也不对你讲你会不会觉得很稀奇啊。
Now if you are walking with someone who's all of a sudden he's starting to talk but not really talking to you, don't you think there's something strange?
你问他说我不是自言自语我是对神在讲话。
And if you,
那你就更稀奇了。
If you ask him, he said, no, I'm not talking to myself, I'm talking to my father, then you will even more wonder what he's doing.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这些人不明白。
But these people do not understand.
因为真正的不能听见神说话声音，是因为我们里面没有神的道。
The reason that we cannot hear God's voice is because we don't have the word of God in us.
因为我们不相信。
因为 because we do not believe.
我们不相信神所差来他的儿子。
We don't believe the one who sent his son.
前面耶稣怎么说？
Now Jesus said.
死人要听见神儿子的声音。
The dead shall hear the voice of the Son.
听见的人就要活了。
And those who hear shall live.
好多人都有这样的经历。
And many of us has this experience.
我们从前死在罪恶过犯里面。
We were dead in sins and in transgressions.
神对我们说话。
But then all of a sudden God speak to us.
我们忽然听见耶稣的声音。
And when we hear the voice of Jesus.
哦，有好多人说，当我正在最难过、最伤心、绝望的时候，我忽然听见耶稣对我说：“我为你舍命，我爱你。”
Just like when some was really, really totally depressed and was in sin and just couldn't help themselves, and all of a sudden hear Jesus talk to them, "I die for you."
他听见这些话，他就活起来。
And when we hear that, we become alive.
这是我们基督徒应当有的经历。
And that is the experience we should have.
弟兄姊妹们，神的话，神说话不仅是借着声音说话。
God not only speak to us through a certain voice.
神也借着他所写出来的话对我们。
And also through written words.
所以第39节到42、47节我们再继续读下去。
So let's continue reading from verse 39
to 47.我们一起来看
John 5:39
我们一起来读你们查考圣经
this,
因为你们以为内中有永生给我做见证的就是这经然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命我不受从人来的荣耀但我知道你们心里没有神的爱我奉我父的名来你们并不接待我若有别人奉自己的名来你们倒要接待他你们互相受荣耀却不求从独一之神来的荣耀怎能信我呢不要想我在父面前要告你们有一位告你们的 就是你们所仰赖的摩西。你们如果信摩西，也必信我，因为他书上有指着我写的话。你们若不信他的书，怎能信我的话呢？弟兄姊妹们，这里耶稣告诉他们，为什么你们不能相信我所说的见证。
Here Jesus tried to explain to them how come you cannot really believe what I'm telling you.
还有两个旁证他们不能接受。
There's two more things that they cannot accept.
一个就是他们所仰赖的摩西。
One is Moses.
一个是圣经上所写的话。
The other is the words that was recorded in the Bible.
圣经所写的话代表所有先知在以色列人中间所做一些见证跟预言的总和。
And all the Bible's recording all the prophecies and everything about Jesus.
法利赛人是不是不读圣经呢？
Does Pharisees ever read their Bible?
他们当然读圣经。
Of course they do.
并且读得非常的仔细。
And also they really, really pay attention to the words.
非常的小心。
Very, very carefully, they read them.
若是圣经上有一粒灰，他们都读出来。
If there should be anything, a speck of something wrong that they'll know.
他们把圣经滚瓜烂熟都这样读。
They really, really know the word.
但是他们却忘记了一件事情。
But they forgot something.
读圣经的目的是什么？
Now, what's the purpose of reading our Bible?
这里主耶稣说，为我做见证的就是这圣经。
He said, this very book is the one that will bear witness to me.
为我做见证的。
He said, it's bear witness for Jesus.
圣经怎么为耶稣做见证？
Now, how can this book bear witness for Jesus?
弟兄姊妹们，你就看见最开始最早的时候，圣经里面一直就讲到有一位救主要来到地上。
Because all through the Bible, it's talk about there's the one Savior shall come.
圣经里面最早我们已经讲过，从创世纪就预言有一位女人的后裔要来把蛇的头压伤。
Even from the very beginning in Genesis, they already prophesied that one person coming from the descendant of woman shall strike bruise the head of Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣经里面如果看不见这些预言中间的灵异的话，我们读圣经不知道在读什么。
So if we cannot really see all the meaning hidden in all these words, we cannot understand.
很多的中学生，我的两个女儿，在中学快要读完了，他们在学校里都有读书报告。
And we all write book reports at school.
为什么要做读书报告？
Now why do you have to write book reports?
就是要叫老师知道你读这本书的时候，你读懂了没有？它的目的是什么？
So that you can tell the teacher that you fully understand the book that you read.
当然你要多多的读才会明白它的意思。
Of course, you have to really get into it to understand fully.
但是如果你只是多读，读了很多，却失去重点，你还不能拿 A。
But if you just read it and you are familiar with it, but you miss the point, you still won't get an A.
很多这些法利赛人圣经是读得很熟了， so, 可是他们读不出什么东西来。
The same with the Pharisees. They really know the word, but they cannot really understand what it's really talking about.
主耶稣对他们说，你们蒙从到露出来，绿出来，骆驼到吞进去了。
That's why Jesus said, all the little worms that you filtered out, but that's a big camel, you swallow it whole.
换句话说，法利赛人读圣经不知道读什么。
That's why, in other words, that the Pharisees, when they read the Bible, they really don't know what they're reading about.
主耶稣说，为我做见证的就是这圣经。
And Jesus mentioned that this is the very book is the one that bear witness for me.
反过来说，我们需要在圣经里面到处都看见耶稣基督。
On the other words, that we have to find Jesus throughout the whole book.
弟兄姊妹，圣经怎么读啊？
Now how do we read the Bible?
现在你知道耶稣教你怎么读圣经。
Now we know because Jesus taught us how to read the Bible now.
你能不能在圣经里面找到耶稣？
Now can you find Jesus in the scripture?
就证明你有没有读出圣经的，读出圣经来。
That become a proof whether you really truly understand the book or not.
这句话说起来容易啊。
It's easy to talk about.
我知道好多在我们在这里教主日学的老师非常努力地读圣经。
And we all know that especially our Sunday school teachers, they really, really spend time with the word.
因为他们要教，对不对？
Because they have to teach.
弟兄姊妹们，读圣经的时候，当我们读到里面看见耶稣基督从圣经里面显明出来。
When we read the Bible, we have to read until we see Jesus, that we can see Jesus just coming out from those words.
我的意思就是说，圣经里面读到说，这里看见神在先知的灵里面指出将来耶稣基督所要成全的事。
Here, what I'm trying to say is that from those words of those prophets, that we can really understand that Jesus shall come out from all these parts.
我们就是要读到说，看见在旧约里面跟新约里面比较不同。
And then we will be able to understand the difference between the Old and the New Testament.
当他们离弃耶稣、离弃神的时候，他们的结局如何？
And they should know that when they just left the Lord, and what's their outcome?
他们跟随神的时候结局如何？
When they follow the Lord, what do they become?
这是我们读圣经应当读出来的东西。
Now that is something that we have to understand to extract from the Bible.
所以这里说为我做见证的就是这经。
So Jesus said it again and again that this book is the one that bear witness for me. Pharisees also read the Bible. And they understand that there's eternal life in the Word. Because indeed in the book of Deuteronomy, it mentioned, it did tell them that you should read this book, but this is concerning your life and death.
摩西在那里呼天唤地的为他们做见证，你们要拣选生命，你们要拣选生命。
Because Moses was just crying out, saying that you shall choose life.
所以他们知道读圣经是为了得生命，但怎么得生命？
So they do know when they read the Bible, they're trying to receive life, but how to receive it? They don't know.
得什么生命？他们也不知道。
And receive what kind of life? They don't know.
主耶稣告诉他们说：“你们到我这里来得生命。”
And then Jesus tells them that you shall come to me to receive this life.
当我们肯到耶稣基督那里读生命的时候
，When we are willing to come before Jesus to receive light,
这就是信心，我们相信他。
That is based on the faith, on faith that we believe in Him. When we come to Jesus to receive life, not only we receive the testimony from John, we saw what Jesus did, and we can hear God the Father's voice. And then throughout the Bible, we can see that Jesus just was there.
我希望弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友们，若你还没有信主，你不要被我这些话绊倒。
No, but for those of you who have not received the Lord yet, I wish that you will not be stumbled by these words.
我相信已经信主的人可以认同我所讲这些话里的经历。
Because I believe all those who already received the Lord can really identify with me.
因为主耶稣的话很绝对，这里说。
Because it was very, very decisive what Jesus said.
他说我不受从人来的荣耀。
He said I will not receive glory from man.
但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。
But I do know you don't have God's love in you.
我奉我父的名来，你们倒不接待我。
Now I come in the name of my Father, you don't receive me.
我若有别人奉自己的名来，你们倒接待他。
If somebody comes in their own name, and you will receive them.
你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
You receive honor from each other, but then you don't want to receive honor from God the Father. Now how can you really know me?
主耶稣在说什么？
What is he talking
about? 所以说你们不信，因为你们没有神的话在你们里面。
He said, the reason you cannot believe is because you don't have God's word in you.
你们有了神的话里面，在你里面还是不能信。
But even you have God's word, you still can't believe.
因为你们没有神的爱。
Because you don't have God's love in you.
因为你没有神的爱，所以你贪求人的爱。
And because you don't have God's love in you, so you wanted the love from man.
你盼望得了人的荣耀。
And the hope you have is on the glory of God.From man.
法利赛人都是骄傲的人。
All the Pharisees are very proud person.
因为他们觉得比别人好。
Because they think they're greater, they're holier than the rest of people.
比别人有学问。
And they are more learned.
比别人有圣经的知识。
And they are more knowledgeable in the scripture.
不像这些门徒们，他们是打鱼的渔夫。
Not like those disciples, they're but fishermen.
所以他们是一些卑微的人。
And they're but lowly people.
当耶稣基督呼召他的时候，他们很容易撇下一切。
And so that when Jesus called them, it's easy for them to just give up what they're doing.
法利赛人却不能放弃在会堂里的高位。
But Pharisees are not willing to give up this high place in the synagogue.
来跟随一个木匠的儿子耶稣。
To follow a son of a carpenter.
他们贪求彼此得的荣耀。
They strive for that the honor received from each other.
却不能得的从，所以不能得的从神来的荣耀。
And end up they cannot receive God, the glory from God.
弟兄姊妹，今天这些话对我们也是真的。
Today these are the same words speaking to us.
尤其是还没有信主的人，我自己没有信主前，我知道。
Especially those who have not received the Lord yet, I know it because That was the way when before I received the Lord.
我自己的最大的问题是什么
？My greatest problem is
我的荣耀
，My glory
我自己的自尊心
，My the dignity
我认为我知道
，I think that I know everything。
所以弟兄姊妹们，谦卑不是一个人生来就有的美德。
So to be humble is not something that everybody is born with。
当我们看见耶稣的时候，我们才甘心情愿降卑自己。
Only when we see Jesus, we're willing to humble ourselves.
所以若是我们不能接受神的见证
，So if we cannot receive this kind of witness from God,
我们不能接受这些见证，我们跟法利赛人一样。
And if we cannot receive this kind of witness, we're no better than those Pharisees.
最后，耶稣告诉他们说：“你们拒绝圣经为你们做的见证。”
And lastly, and Jesus said that you rejected the testimony that's given by these words.
结果是什么？
And the result?
结果就是有一天摩西要控告你们。
Is that one day Moses that shall accuse you?
为什么摩西要控告？
Now, why Moses will come out and accuse you?
所以耶稣说我不需要控告你们。
Jesus said, I don't have to accuse you.
因为摩西在经上又指着我所说的话。
Because Moses has spoken, about me.
摩西怎么说的
？And what did Moses say？
在最早的时候
，In the very very beginning，
摩西就对以色列人说：“将来神在你们中间要兴，你们弟兄中间要兴起一位先知像我。”
Because he already said that later on there's a brother shall be raised upon you who are like me。
我们当我们读到旧约的时候，没有看懂的时候，我们先以为啊、哦，神要兴起一位先知像摩西，大概是约书亚。
And if we just read it casually, we say, oh yeah, later on somebody will be raised up. Maybe that's Joshua, just like Moses. Or maybe some other prophets that later on the Lord raised up. But actually in the Bible, Joshua was listed among all the prophets.
但是还有许多先知，对不对？当中甚至包括撒母耳。
But there are a lot of prophets later on, including Samuel.
但是在使徒行传里面叫我们看见这些以往的先知都不是神所说的那一位像摩西的先知
But in the book of Acts it tells us clearly all those prophets are not the ones that it was talking about
那一位像摩西的先知是谁呢
The one that's like Moses who is he
彼得和保罗都为他做见证就是耶稣
Peter and Paul all bear witness for him that is Jesus
弟兄姊妹们摩西早就指着以色列人做说预言说有一位神要在你们弟兄中间兴起的
Moses gave that prophecy long time ago
所以救恩从犹太人出来
That's why the salvation coming out of the Jews
耶稣所做的事是什么
And what did he do?
他为我们钉十字架
He was nailed on the cross for us
他钉十字架的目的是什么
And the purpose for that
除去我们的罪
So that our sin will be washed away
为什么我们不能接受神的见证
Now why can we receive this witness from him?
因为我们不懂得圣经的道理
Because we don't know Jesus, we don't know the word
懂了圣经的道理为什么还不能接受耶稣
If we already understand all these, how can we, why we cannot receive Jesus?
因为我们要求自己的荣耀
Because we are after our own glory
我们里面没有爱神的心
We don't have the love of God in us.
所以我们不觉得需要什么。
So we don't feel that we really are in need.
弟兄姊妹们，当主耶稣把这些事情一层一层播明的时候。
So when Jesus now tell us this one step at a time, one after another.
他对于法利赛人所做的见证告一段落。
And that concludes the testimony he gave to the Pharisees.
那我不晓得法利赛人有中间有多少听见耶稣的见证。
I don't know how many of them.Actually heard all these.
我也不晓得有多少人听见了见证，听见这些话以后回去思想他们自己的在神的面前的光景。
And I don't know how many of them after they heard this, they went home and listened to think about it.
恐怕不多。
I believe not too many.
但是感谢神，今天我们是已经信主的人。
But praise the Lord, today we already received the Lord.
我们不要以为神的话，我们就不会受定罪。
And don't think because of that we will not be condemned.
因为有些时候我们心里面实在没有神的道。
Because a lot of times we really don't have God's word in us.
有些时候我们实在听不见神的声音。
A lot of time we really cannot hear God's voice.
有些时候我们实在不相信耶稣所做的见证。
A lot of times we really cannot really truly believe what Jesus did and His word.
有些时候我们实在读圣经没有读出什么东西来。
And sometimes when we read the Bible, really can't get much out of it.
但是主要的还有一些没有信的朋友们。
But more importantly, the among us, there are still some who are not believer yet.
我盼望你比那些法利赛人更加的有福。
I wish that you'll be more blessed than those Pharisees.
至少 跟我们一样。
At least you'll be the same as us.
耶稣所做的见证是最基本的见证。
Those witnesses are the most basic ones.
因为你知道，越是简单的真理，越少一些外面的东西可以做见证。
It seems that the simpler the truth, that the harder we can find any outward testimonies.
数学上的公理是根本没法证明，不需要证明，因为它自己站在那里。
Oh, the theorem.
Not the theorem. Axiom.
The axioms in mathematics are so hard to prove because they just stand true.
耶稣所做的见证也是这样。
And so is the witness of Jesus.
我们应当在神的面前谦卑。
We have to humble ourselves.
因为我们不是求从人来的荣耀。
Because we do not seek the glory from man.
我们看见自己的需要。
If when we see our own needs.
耶稣是神的儿子吗？
And is Jesus really Son of God?
如果他是神的儿子，
if he is,
那么这些话我们在他的面前没有第二个选择。
And we don't have another choice.
有时候我是觉得好像我们觉知是不需要的。
Sometimes I feel that it's not necessary that we shall show our decisions.
因为如果我们真正相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，
because if in us we truly believe that,
还有什么觉知不觉知的事情？
It really doesn't matter whether we make a decision or not.
他已经相信了。
Because I already believed.
在他的里面已经接受了圣灵给他的见证。
Inside already received the testimony from the Holy Spirit.
所以我要问一问。
So I want to ask.
到底有多少人已经接受耶稣基督是神儿子的见证？
How many of us already received the witness from Jesus Christ?
凡是你真正能够知道耶稣是神儿子的。
All those who really truly know that Jesus is the Son of God.
主说有永生在你的里面。
Jesus said, "There's eternal life in you."
我希望这里每个人都能清楚地做见证，不是给你压力啊！大家都举手，你不举手。
And I wish that you can all give this testimony clearly. It's not because of any pressure.
因为你是，我们不是叫任何人荣耀。
Because we're not trying to glorify man.
而是你知道圣灵在你心里的见证。
But rather, you have to know this because Holy Spirit is in you.
我现在就请求弟兄姊妹都闭上眼睛。
Let us all close our eyes.
凡是心里面接受耶稣基督做见证的，我们举手赞美感谢他。
All those who received, already received the Lord, would you please raise your hand to give glory to God?
我们试试看好吧，有些人不习惯举手。
Let's all raise our hand.
我们赞美神的荣耀。
We praise you, Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
耶稣，我把赞美荣耀归给你。
Lord Jesus, we give you all glory and all thanks.
因为你是神的儿子。
Because you are the Son of God.
我也相信你是神的儿子。
And I believe you're the Son of God.
在你面前，所有举手的人都相信你是神的儿子。
All the ones with their hand raised all believe you are the Son of God.
并且因为你是神的儿子。
And because of that.
你所说的没有谎言。
And there's no lie in your mouth.
你所做的事情每一件都彰显神的能力。
And every single thing you do is to glorify God.
并且有一天你为我们钉在十字架上面。
And one day you would kneel on the cross for us.
你来证明你是神的儿子。
To prove you are the Son of God.
神叫你从死里复活。
And God raised you from the dead.
以大能显明你是神的儿子。
To show that with great power that you are the Son of God.
我们接受你的话。
We receive your word.
你把永生放在我们的里面。
And you give us this eternal life.
我们相信你。
We believe in you.
我们已经到你的面前得了永生。
Already receive this eternal life from you.
主啊，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
因为我们爱你。
Because we love you.
求你在这里做许许多多奇妙的工作。
We pray that you will do wonderful things among us.
把人的信心打开。
And open our faith.
叫我们能承认你是神。
And so that we will confess that you are the Son of God.
我把赞美感谢归给你。
I give you all the thanks and all your glory.
靠耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.